Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give honor and thanks for being on the broadcast. I'm over here. I said, Lord, I lost track of my little time here. But anyway, we're going on in His name. I thank God for everything that's going on. I thank God for this time of prayer. We got a lot to pray about in this world right now. We got a lot going on. So we got a lot to pray about. This is what they call in the prayer watches the transformation prayer time. So this is one of the prayer watches of the day, as they did. But this is the transformation prayer time and also the history one, just because of the hour. So we're going to talk about that just for a minute. I don't know if we got a little background noise going on. But anyway, so we thank God for those that are calling in, those that are logging in, and those that were joining us here on Facebook Live. So we're here to pray. We're going to pray for this hour. The Lord gave me this when I was in prayer about us coming together and just praying for an hour. We're going to pray for our nation, pray for our neighborhoods, pray for our cities, pray for our state, pray for healing and for miracles, and also we're going to pray for a peace among peace for our nation and peace in the land, because we got a lot of unrest due to the killing of George Floyd, and so we have a lot of angry people. And of course, we know that God knows that we're going to get angry, but He tells us to be angry and sin not. And so a lot of our cities are seeing a lot of uproar and a lot of things going on because, of the rioting and things like that. And so one thing we have to understand is that if we really want results, then we're going to have to do things in a peaceful manner. We have to do things in a peaceful manner so that we can be heard, so that we can be respected, and so that we can see results. These are the things we want to be able to see as we go through, because we can't ignore it. We can't just sit back and act like, these things are not going on and we not try to do anything about it. I'm not against the protest. I'm just against the violent protest. And so, but the protest, I saw a peaceful protest just a few minutes ago on Facebook, and I think it was in Indianapolis, actually, and they said they're not there for violence. They're there for peace, but they do want results. And like they said, we need legislature to change. We need the mindsets of people to change. They need to know that we're not afraid of you anymore. All these things need to be heard, and all these things need to be done. Because we're not back in the 1800s anymore. That right there is not what's happening at this time. You got a different group of people, and the thing about it is, if we really look back as we came along, we've been seeing these types of things for years of our life, and we may not have seen. It's been years. We may not know the magnitude, because now we have social media and we have the recording of these things. Before, we didn't have any of those types of things going on, and so therefore we may not know. It's been going on. This ain't new news. This is old news. And so, but now we're beginning to see more of it because of the exposure to it. And so we thank God for the exposure to it, because there needs to be change. There needs to be change. I mean, our country suffered a whole civil war because of the mistreatment of colored people, as they called it at that time, but now it's African Americans. But we saw a whole civil war because of that, and between the North and the South. And so we can go back in history and see that this is something that is repeating itself. And so when we thought things had calmed down, within social media came and we understood that, no, they haven't calmed down. They are still doing the same. People are still doing the same kind of things. And we have to understand, we have to deal with the wickedness of the heart, because that is where this is coming from. Racism, like they said, racism, you're not born racist. You are learned. That's a learned behavior. And so we got to make sure that we pray against those types of things. And, of course, tomorrow is Pentecost Sunday. And so we thank God for that. And so Pentecost Sunday, for some people that may not know what that is, Pentecost Sunday is that 49th day after Easter Sunday, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so it marked the descension of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And so that's why we celebrate Pentecost. Jesus ascended and the Holy Ghost descended. And so He told us that over in John, that He would send the Comforter, and that the comforter would come. And so we're so thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm not sure who that is that got some things going on, but anyway. So, but we're so thankful for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Lord as ever before. We got a whole lot going on. We got the pandemic still going on. Numbers are still going up as they begin to open up the nation and open up the cities and the states. We see more of the numbers going up, and so we got to pray about that. We got to pray for the safety of our African American men. We got to really pray for that, because they are profiled. We know it. We know that they get profiled. We get profiled on our jobs if we think about it. I know I have been over the years of my life. You know, I've had to deal with stuff like that, because a lot of times I might have been the only African American in the workplace at that time. So I've had to deal with that over the years of my life, so I can understand it to some degree, and how they treat you. I've even had people tell me, well, you know, you need to speak different. And I'm sitting over there looking real strange, because, you know, I'm 50-ish, and so I don't need you to tell me how to speak. I know how to speak, and I talk good English. I'm educated, so I got through college, so I had to be able to do something. I wasn't an idiot. And so those are some of the things I've had to deal with, and just people making differences of all kinds. So it's still prevalent in the world today. We got racism, but we want to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ, because we know that he is Lord over everything. We know God is all-sufficient. We know that God is our keeper. We know that God is our help. We know that God is sovereign. We know that he's our creator, and he hasn't forgotten about us. And so, but we need to return our hearts, and we're praying that the hearts of the people will return back to God. Because if that happens, then we'll see things begin to change in a different way as well. So we've been talking about commitment. We got to make sure that our commitment to the Lord is right. I've been encouraging people to make sure that you dig in there and get from God what you need during this time. Because when we come out of this situation, when we come out of this, we're going to really have to be ready for what God has in store. What the people that are going to be coming into the church are going to need some deliverance. And we can't be still sitting over there patty caking about it. We got to be ready for warfare. We got to be ready to pray people through like they used to be back on the altar. We got to be ready, because people are going to want the Holy Ghost. And so just like I said today when I was talking, I said, well, you know, it's Pentecost Sunday. If never a time, this is a time for you to ask God for a refilling. This is a time for you to ask God for a recharge of the Holy Spirit. You can ask him to fill you again. You fill with the Holy Ghost, but I don't know about nobody else, but a double dose is good for me. And so I just would love to see that happen. So we have some prayer warriors on the phone, and they're going to pray about the different things that we're talking about. And so we're just so thankful for each of them taking their time to do it. I was supposed to have 8 people, but I only see a couple of them. But anyway, maybe the rest of them will come in when they come in. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'll open up with prayer, because I know this is a Saturday and people got stuff to do, and so I don't want to belabor the time or anything like that. Does anybody else have a word of encouragement? Or you can do that right before you pray if that's a better time. But if anybody else has anything they want to say right now, the floor is open for that. Okay, well, then I will start prayer off. And then, now who is on the line at this point? I know the Dotsons. Is that Elder Timberlake?
I'm here. Elder Denise.
Elder Tiffany's here. And
yes.
Who else is here?
Yes.
Elder Timberlake, you're here. And then Elder and Sister Dotson are here. So I'll start out. I think Phil French is listening in, and he's going to come in probably in the next 15 minutes or so. He had called me and told me he would be in there about the next 15 minutes. And I had Thomas McGee, but I don't see him on the line either. So anyway, but we'll go on without that, because, you know, if nothing else, all these people on the line know how to pray. That's what I know. They know how to reach heaven. So I'm just so thankful about that. But I just wanted to talk about those things. You know, the Bible tells us that the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so we do have, you know, we have a voice. When we are a voice that can change things. When you're a person that has that type of prayer life, you can change things. You can change. I remember Elder Timberlake used to always say, we pray, we go expect results. And so we're just not praying to be praying, but we are expecting change to come. We're expecting the atmosphere to change. We're expecting people to do better, and we're expecting these types of things. And so praise the Lord, Elder Montgomery. She's watching and praying, so thank you so much. But we expect those types of things to happen. We're wanting change, and we're wanting God to to really begin to move. We got to pray right now. It's a lot going on, and we got, I mean, when I tell you, when I'm seeing some of the stuff going on and the people and their outrage, and they, you know, they have every right to be angry, but the Bible tells us to be angry and sin not. We cannot go around tearing up everything. You know, we've seen the results of that over years. If we go back in history and look at the Watts riots, and then if we go back and look at the Detroit riots, and even in L.A. when they when Rodney King died, it didn't result in anything. All it did was left the violence of it. I mean, the burning down of things and the looting and all of that. What it did was it left those neighborhoods without that economic finance coming into those neighborhoods, and so they never really rebuilt those businesses. If you look back at it, and if you look at it today, those businesses never got rebuilt, and so they just went on and left the neighborhood. And the one thing we got to understand when we talk about businesses being in cities and neighborhoods, they actually bring in income into those areas, and that helps to reduce even the property tax of those that own homes, because when the businesses come in, they're able to pay taxes as well in those particular cities, in those counties, in those communities. And so that helps to alleviate some of the economic pressure of the homeowners, because if you don't have that business tax coming in, then the homeowners are taxed heavily, more heavily with a property tax. And so we got to understand all the dynamics of things when we get ready to make these decisions to just go to start burning stuff down. Because at the end of the day, somebody in that community lost the income. Somebody in that community lost insurance, health benefits. Somebody in that community lost life benefits. All of these things and all of these things. So we got to understand that. And so though we may be angry about it but we have to remember to sin not. And so those are the things we got to understand. And we may have to help the younger generation because, you know that to understand that there's nothing wrong with your protest, but let it be peaceful so that you can be heard and so that we can have results and so that we can have change. That's what we want to happen. We don't want any more lives lost. We don't want anybody more in prison. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the thing. We're trying to change the atmosphere. We're trying to change the legislation that is against us, and we want people to be empowered to do it the right way. And so those are some of the things. If we're going to do something, let's have change. Don't let's just burn up some stuff. You know what I'm saying? That don't get us anywhere. And like I said before, if you go back in history, God bless you, Elder Harris, Gloria Harris. And so if you go back in history, bless you, Kim, Dare, those for joining us on Facebook. If you go back in history, those things never resulted in any more than a bunch of vacant stuff going on in that area. They have never recovered. But anyway, so we wanted to talk about that. We're going to pray about that, our nation, and you know that we have the right leadership and that our leadership that we currently have, that the Lord will begin to intervene and give them some type of wisdom, Lord, that they will not continue to say things that are inappropriate to the nation. And so they're just not saying it to a group of people. They're saying it to the nation. And so we want those kind of changes to come about. And also, like I said, we are getting ready to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. And so it is a Christian, well, it's really a Jewish holiday, but it's also a Christian holiday because that's when the church began to be called the church. And so it's when the Holy Ghost fell upon the disciples and all of those that were around, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And so they were in one place on one accord, and they were all praying. And so we're going to pray today so that can happen. So I will start the prayer off. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We glorify you and we magnify your name, Lord. We give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. You are the all-sufficient God. Hallelujah. You are our God. And, Lord, we are dependent upon you. We are trusting in you. We believe that you can make the change that needs to be made in this world, oh God, in this nation, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that the people of God will begin to humble ourselves and pray and seek thy face. Turn from our wicked ways and begin to, that then you will begin to hear us from heaven and heal our land. So we thank you, Lord, that you're hearing us today, oh God. And not only are you hearing us, but you're answering our prayer, God. So we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are the You are omnipotent. You are omniscient, and you are all power. You are omnipresent. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the name of the Lord is a strong town. The righteous can run in and be saved. We thank you for that, God. And, Lord, we thank you that you are a shepherd and that we shall not want. So, therefore, we will have no lack in our lives, oh God. We thank you for that, Lord. We would have fainted except we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that we're going to see that, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten about us, oh God, that you have us in your hands, oh God, and nobody can pluck us out. Lord, we come against the power of the enemy that is trying to cause so much unrest in this world and in this nation, oh God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said we have the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. So, Lord, you said when the enemy come in like a flood that the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against it. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And, Lord, we can use your word, oh God, to defend it, to defend ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just like Jesus did in the wilderness, he began to say, it is written. So, Lord, we're saying it is written today, oh God, that your word will prevail, that you will have your way, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you that that is what will be happening today. We glorify you and we magnify your holy name. Oh, God, we magnify you because you are so worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. We need your presence in our life. We need your presence in our homes, oh, God. We need to feel you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for a fresh oil of anointing, oh, God. Lord, we thank you that our lamps are trimmed and burning bright, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we don't have to worry about our lamps going out. But we'll be like your word says, we are the light. The light shining bright, oh God. Lord, let our light so shine before men that they'll see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Lord, we want the glory to be for you, oh God. Lord, we know that you got better for us after this, oh God. But this is a season we're in and a season we're going through. And Lord, we're going to come against it in prayer. We're going to come against it with your word, oh God. And we will have the victory because you said if God be for us, you are we. It is more than the world against us. So the world has no power over you, and we thank you for that, Lord. We glorify you and we magnify your name. For, Lord, you alone are worthy and worthy to be praised. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name. And, Lord, I praise you, Lord, for all of those that are on this prayer call today, oh, God. Touch their lives, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, oh, God. There will be nothing lacking and nothing missing and nothing broken, oh, God. But, Lord, they will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Touch their bodies, oh, God. Touch their minds, oh, God. Lord, bless this nation that we'll begin to see healing in the mind and in the emotions of the people right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, protect our good police officers, the ones that are really trying to do their job, Lord. Cover them with your blood. Bless every fireman, oh, God. Every National Guard person, cover them with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you and we praise your holy name, for you are worthy, Lord, worthy to be praised. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Dotson, you take it, and then it'll go to Elder Timberlake, Elder Tiffany, and then Elder French will finish up when he get on here. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Yeah.
Oh God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh God, I bless your name. Oh God, I bless your name. Because you are what we stand on. Hallelujah, Lord, you are what we stand on. You are who we need, dear God. You are who we trust in. Oh, God, I thank you that I can't depend on man. Hallelujah. But I can trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. I trust in the Lord with all my heart.
Yes,
and lean not unto my own understanding. And in all my ways I will acknowledge you, dear God, and you will direct my path.
Yes,
and only not only my path, but all of us, dear God. We all stand on you. We stand on your word, dear God. We know that your word will not come back void. It will not come back void, dear God, but it will perform that which you sent it out to do. So, dear God, we thank you for your word. Oh, God, I thank you for being who you are, because you are God, and beside you there is none other. Hallelujah. We can search high and we can look low, dear God, but we will find no other God, hallelujah, that can do us like you. You are the true and living God, and we thank you. Dear God, we come together to pray. Dear God, we thank you, dear God, for the Pentecost a week, dear God. We thank you for what has been done. We thank you, dear God, that we are remembering, hallelujah,
yes,
what the Holy Ghost and what you're doing in our lives. Now,
yes,
dear God, I pray. I pray that all those that seek you, dear God, will find you.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Lord, now I pray for our nation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, send your spirit. Hallelujah. And not only send your spirit, dear God, but let the hearts of men, dear God, be receptive to what you are saying to the church and to their hearts, dear God. Oh, God, we need you, oh, God. This is a perilous time for us, dear God. Oh, God, we've never seen things like this before, oh, God. And I know that they say there's nothing new under the sun. But, dear God, this is something that I've never seen. Dear God, and I thank you, dear God, that you won't forsake me. Now, dear God, I pray that you bless our nation. I pray that you bless our world. Dear God, we have been struck by a pandemic. Dear God, but you know it. The COVID-19 may have a strong name, but there is no other name that is stronger than the name of Jesus. So we ask you, dear God, to arrest it in the name of Jesus and protect your people, dear God. Lord, we have lost lives, the good, dear God, as well as those that aren't as good. Dear God, I pray for the families that have lost loved ones during this pandemic. I pray, dear God, those that feel hopelessness, dear God, but you are our hope and you are our rock, dear God. Help them to reach unto the rock that is higher than themselves. Dear God, I pray for our president. Oh, God, I pray you have mercy, oh, God. I pray for the people that are around him, dear God, that are advising him. Dear God, I pray you touch the heart, dear God, because there is none greater than you, oh, Lord, and help us to realize that it's hard to kick against you. Dear God, I pray that you touch him and help him, dear God, to recognize you as Lord and Savior so that it may be well with us, oh, God. It is well with us, dear God, when our leaders are in harmony with you. So, God, I pray for our leader. I pray for the Congress. I pray for Senate. I pray for the House of Representatives. I pray for all people that are in position over your people. I pray for police officers and firefighters, all emergency people. I pray that you bless them in the name of Jesus. Dear God, I pray you bless our young people, oh, God. Help them, oh, God. Help them, oh, God, to look to you, dear God. Let revival spring forth, dear God. Really, Lord, we don't need another political uprising, but we need a word from the Lord, oh, God. And help your church stand, dear God, to speak what thus saith the Lord. And we thank you for being God. Even in the midst of this, Lord, we know that you are God. And I pray you lift up the heads of the people that have been in quarantine. I pray that you will strengthen them, oh, God.
Yeah.
I pray, Lord, that they don't be discouraged. I pray, dear Lord, that you protect in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, and bless each person that's on this line. Dear God, and hear our prayer, oh, God. Lean your ear over, oh, God, and hear our prayer. And we thank you, dear God, for we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I thank you. I thank you for your deliverance. I thank you for being the kind God that you are. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for every prayer that's gone before you. God, we look to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. We thank you for a new day that wasn't promised. And God, we come to you because we have nowhere else to go. You are our hope. You are our everything, God. We know there is nothing too hard for you to do. We know that you're not surprised by what's going on, even in Minneapolis and in the other cities, oh God. You are not surprised, but what we're doing, God, we're coming together in agreement, and we are standing in the gap, God, for those that do not have the wisdom or the understanding or how to do things in a peaceful way. But, God, we have the authority by the Holy Ghost to call forth peace. So in the name of Jesus, we call forth peace in the midst of the storm, in the midst of things being done wrong, God. You saw the wrong, God, and you were there when it happened, God. So, God, right now I ask you to undergird those hearts that are going through, God, those families, God, in the name of Jesus. It not only impacts those, God, but it impacts the world. So, God, I ask you to touch the hearts of men that have already been prayed. Humble us, oh, God. God, I come against a spirit of pride that would make us think we are better than one another, or one race is better than the other. The devil is a liar. And, God, he belongs under our feet, and we're putting him in his place today, God. We ask right now for the Holy Ghost, God, to saturate each and every one on this line, God, that the people of God come together as one as never before. We ask that the ministering angels be dispatched, God, to come, God, to minister to those that are hurting, those that are emotionally in disarray, God, those that are full of anger, those that are not enlightened by your truth, oh God. And I ask, God, not only your ministering angels, but will you please dispatch your warring angels, God, to fight for us, God. We see this with our natural eye, God, but there is a spiritual war going on, God, trying to tear up this world, trying to discourage people, oh God, making people feel as if there is no hope and there is no other way but to be destructive and to mistreat each other, God. But we are standing on the promises of God, which are yea and amen. And God, that we know that he who has begun a good work in us shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we are standing on your word, God. We are looking to you, God. Our hope is in you, God. Touch your people like never before, God. Touch the leaders of God, the leaders in the cities of God, the leaders on the national, in the government of God, in the national platform. Oh, God, on the worldwide platform, oh, God, in the local cities, oh, God, in the families, oh, God, in the counties. And, oh, God, please, in the church house, God, touch our leaders, touch our ministers, touch our elders, touch the evangelists, oh, God, touch the apostles, touch the bishops, oh, God, touch the hearts of men, God, touch every believer that said they believe in you, God. Help us to cry out before you, God, for I know if we cry an hour before you, God, you hear us when we pray. And, God, we're asking you, God, to bless your people like never before. Undergird us, oh, God. Massage us, oh, God. The pain, oh, God, massage our heart. Give peace in this world, oh, God. Give peace in our homes, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, what wisdom is lacking, oh, God, we ask and seek it of you, God. Your word tells us if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of you, God, who giveth liberally. So, God, please, please, oh, God, give wisdom. Give wisdom in the White House. Let there be wisdom in the Senate. Let there be wisdom in the House of Representatives. Let there be wisdom in the governor's house, oh, God, in every state that's represented, oh, God. And those that are not, God, we ask you, oh, God, to meet the need of the people, God. We're asking for peace, God, peace in our emotions, peace in our thoughts so we can think clearly, oh, God, peace in our mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those people that are in the that are part of the protest all over this world and all over this country, oh God. Those that are peaceful and those that are not, they still need you. They still have a soul, God. You still love them. So, God, we ask, God, that you would help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them be a deliverer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send forth a deliverer to help your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for healing. Healing for our bodies, oh God. Healing for our hearts, oh God. Our emotions, our will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to put you first, God. To remember, God, everything starts with you. God, we dethrone ourselves. So we know that you're on the throne, and we're saying today, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Move as only you can. God, you can touch the hearts of men. You're the only one that can. We can't do it, but we can do our part. And our part is to pray and intercede. And we're standing in the gap, God. I know you hear our cry. I know you have seen our tears, God. You've seen those families and their tears, oh God. And oh God, your ears are not sharp that you can't hear, God. God, in the name of Jesus, move as only you can, God. We need you, Jesus. We need you and we want you, God. In the name of Jesus, God bless each leader, oh God. Bless our churches, oh God. Bless those, give them all kind of ways, oh God, to keep the word going forth, God. Keep their hearts uplifted. God, we come against finances, oh God, that are going down, God. We say, God, that you're able to make a way. And we say you are the way that God provide for your people today, God. God, let their bills be paid, God. No, God, no lack, no, nothing broken, oh God. Oh God, seal every crack in the name of Jesus. Don't let the enemy rob our joy, oh God, because we're standing on the word of God. Having done all to stand, God. We're standing on you, God. Guard us, oh God. Keep our hearts and minds, God. Give us the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, God. And God, we'll look to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. You are hope. You are hope. And you can do anything but fail. Thank you for being a God that we can count on. God, you have proven yourself over and over again. And in the midst of the storm, you're still there. And you're still God. Our faith will not waver. We will not be fearful because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we're holding on. We're holding our hands to the plow, God. We shall hold on to see what the end gonna be, because we're gonna go through the storm, God, with you. And you're gonna keep our hearts in mind, God. Cover us and bless us. Bless each family represented today on this line, God. Whatever the needs are, meet those needs, God. In the name of Jesus. If the need is comforting, comfort, God. In the name of Jesus. If it is finances, meet that need, God. God, if it's loneliness, meet that need, God. Whatever is in need, whatever we're in need of, God, meet that need and strengthen our mortal bodies, God. Because the enemy is trying to attack our minds and our physical bodies. But the devil is a lie. We are healed by your stripes. You've already paid the price, and God, we thank you for it. We believe you. We trust you. It is well with our soul because it is well with you. And your word is our anchor, and we are holding on to it, and we are standing strong. We will stay on the ship, God. We will not abandon you, God. And we pray that every believer hold on, God. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy, but hold on to see what the end going to be. In Jesus' mighty name, we trust it and we thank you. And we call it done. We call it done. We pull it down, God. All the heavenly God has come to the rescue to meet the needs of your people. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Amen and amen.
God, you said in Psalms 4, 2 and 4, that you are a vindicator. You said you answer when we call. You said when we are distressed, you set us free. You said you have mercy on us and you hear our prayer. You said men of rank, how long will you shame our honor? Love what is vain and chase after lies. Understand that Adonai, he sets apart the godly person for himself. Adonai will hear when we call unto him. You also said, God, that you can be angry but do not sin. Think about this as you lie in bed and calm down. Offer sacrifices rightly and put your trust in Adonai. Many ask, who can show us some good? Adonai, lift the light of your face over us. You have filled our hearts with more joy than all the grain and new wine. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for Adonai, you alone, you make me live securely. And then in Jeremiah 22, 3 and 5, thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness and deliver from the hand of the oppressor him who has been robbed, and do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, the fatherless and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. For if you will indeed obey this word, then there shall enter the gates of this house kings who sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their servants and their people. But if you will not obey these words, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. And then in Ecclesiastes 5 and 8, you said, if you see in the province the oppression of the poor and the violation of justice and righteousness, do not be amazed at that matter, for the high official is watched by a higher, and there are yet even higher ones over him. And then, God, you said in Job 5, 8, and 16, as for me, I would seek God, and to God would I commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends waters of the field. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands achieve no success. And so, God, I just thank you for this day. I bless you and glorify you for being Master, Savior, Ruler, and King. Who is man that you're mindful of him, that you created us a little lower than Elohim? You know the way that we take. You said after we've been tested and tried that we would come forth as pure gold. And so, Lord, I just bless you right now. You said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, agreeing and touching anything, there you would be in the midst. So I thank you that you are dwell amongst us, God. I call you Jehovah Shammah because you are ever present with us. God, you know your eyes roam to and fro looking for someone to show you yourself strong to. The very hairs on our head are numbered. You hold our tears in a vow. This nation is in disarray, but you are sovereign and you sit on the circle of the earth, God. I thank you that you hold the heart of kings in your hand. And so, Lord, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things and his righteousness, and these and all of the things shall be added unto us. I thank you, Father God, as we submit our way, as we come bold before your throne of grace, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think. And so, God, I petition you, and we stand in the gap, and we come into agreement, and you stand in your word, because you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Your word is yes and amen. And, God, I know that you watch over your word to perform it. So we trust and believe, and I come into agreement with every prayer warrior that's already prayed. And I thank you, Father God, as we dispatch and decree and declare your sovereign word into the earth, God. We trust and know that you are able, that you are well able, because you said before you formed us in the belly, you knew us. You knew the plans that you had for us of good and not of evil to give us an expected end. So, God, I just decree and declare that every diabolical scheme of the enemy, every witchcraft, demon, sorcerer, hex, contrary spirit, inappropriate, anything, Father God, that does not align with the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for our world, our nation, our souls, God, we cast it back to the pit of hell from whence it came. And so, Lord, we just thank you that we send the Holy Ghost before us. God, we pray over our nation. We pray over the president and his cabinet, God. I thank you, Father God, that you would save his soul, God, that you remove the scales from his eyes, God, that you would fill him with the power of the Holy Ghost, God, on this Pentecost Sunday. Shift the atmosphere right now, God. Move as only you can move. Do what only you can do. You are the author and finisher, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And God, so I just thank you even right now, Father, for every injustice over our people, God. Every life that's been lost, God. I pray right now that you would be a vindicator, God, that you would contend, Jehovah Gabor, contend with those that contend with us, God. And Lord, have mercy on them, Father God, their families, God, those things concerning them, God. I thank you that you know who needs to stand up for them. And Lord, don't let us sit back, Father God. The kingdom suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. So Lord, I thank you that our speech, Father God, would be appropriate. The things that we say, that it would glorify you. You said we are the salt of the earth, a city set on a hill that could not be hid. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that we would be salt and light. And the things that we say, Father God, that it would edify you, Father, that it would edify the body, that someone would want to come calling, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to know this Savior called Jesus? It's something about you. You're a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar people, and I want to know your King before the end of time comes, Father. I just thank you even right now as I speak over the young people, God. I thank you. You said you would bring all things back to our remembrance whatsoever the Holy Ghost had told us. You said to study to show ourselves a workman that needeth not be ashamed. So, Lord, I thank Father God, that they would be able to retain, God. And when the year starts back, God, Lord, I just thank you that you would teach them, that the Holy Ghost would teach them things that they might have felt like they missed. Father, I thank you, Father, that you created time. You don't even sit in time. You sit on the circle of the earth. So, Lord, I thank you, Father. I pray for their intellect. I pray for their understanding. I pray for strategies. I thank you, God, right now that you would give them keen understanding of math and science concepts, artistic ability, God. Breathe the breath of life on them. Even right now, God, I rebuke the spirit of low self-esteem and discouragement, God. I thank you for every educator. I thank you that you would give them creative ideas, that you would speak wisdom and authority into them and teach them how to teach our young people. Show them what they need to know, what the Holy Spirit would have them to know, not what man thinks they should know, but what the Holy Ghost would have them to know. And then I pray, Father God, for every pastor, every teacher, every leader, every elder, every deacon, every apostle, every bishop, God, as they have come and brought us through this COVID, Father God, I pray that they would set their heart before you, God. I pray that they would be able to hear the things concerning the oracles, the secret things. You said to draw nigh unto you, and you would draw nigh unto us the secret things, the hidden things. You said that you would give unto them, God, give unto us, Lord, as we seek your face, as we seek to do your will. We trust knowing that you are, Father God, our creator. And so, Lord, I just thank you. I pray that you would cover them with the blood of Jesus. I come against death, hell, and the grave. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You have no authority. You have no authority over our people. You have no authority over this land. You have no authority over us. And so, Lord, we just trust knowing that you're going to do something supernatural before us all over. Eyes haven't seen it, and neither have ears heard it. Neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that you prepare for them that love you, whoever called according to your purpose, your plan, not our will, God, your will be done in the earth. God, I just thank you as we set our soul, heart, mind, body, and soul, spirit before you, God. I praise you even right now for what you're doing in the land, Father God, in us, Lord, oh God, not just to, on Pentecost Sunday, but every day, God, a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit, a fresh desire to seek after you, a fresh desire to want to worship you. Brood over us like a mother hen broods over their baby chicks. Sit on us, God, and hatch us in the Spirit, Lord. Fill us with your precious Holy Ghost, God. And, Lord, let us not grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't let us do anything that would make you ashamed, make us be ashamed, God. So we just trust you today, God, or that would shame you more than anything, God. And we bless you on today, and we glorify you on today, and we thank you on today for what you're doing in us and through us. And then, God, I pray, Father God, for every cell, every tissue, every fiber, every cell, every tissue, every fiber in our being, God. I pray that it would align with the blood of Jesus Christ and what he already did on the cross, God. I thank you that it's in alignment, God. Your word says healing is the children's bread. So we receive your healing. And you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you, oh God, will lift up a standard against him. So yes. I thank you right now for everybody that's sick and shut in, Father God. Touch right now. Send your ministering angels. Your word says the angels encamp around them that fear you, God. I thank you that you would touch every first responder, every nurse, every doctor, anybody in the medical field, Father God, anybody that's a first responder, every grocery store clerk, God, anybody that's working that has to be on the front lines, cover them. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over their life. I plead the blood of Jesus over their health. I thank you for being a strong protector, God. I thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Shammah present with them, for being Elohim, Father God. I thank you for being that God, Jehovah, O Lamb, that healeth. And we just thank you for this day. We trust you. We know you're well able. We stand on your word. We believe your word. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. The Bible is right and somebody's wrong. And we just come into agreement by faith, knowing that you're well able, trusting and believing that it's already done. Satan, you have no authority. Back up in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That name, Jesus, at that name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. At that name you must bow in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you, amen, and amen. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Send your wind, God. Send your rain. Open the floodgates, God. Send your wind, God. Fresh anointing, fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you. I think we got Elder Dotson and then Elder Thomas McGee and then Elder French is still here. He hasn't got on the line yet, but we're going to go on. So let's go on. The men of God on the line.
Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. God, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We want to thank you for being God. We want to thank you because you are God. We thank you for your outpour. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, oh God, for the wind and the rain. We thank you. Hallelujah. Because you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. And we thank you for peace right now. Let peace be released on this earth. In the name of Jesus, we call by our authority that God has given us. We call on peace. In Jesus' name, peace be still. We speak to the earth. We speak to Congress. We speak to the White House. We speak to every nation that thinks that it can exalt itself. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, and righteousness is of God. Hallelujah. God, release righteousness upon the earth. Release righteousness upon the nations. Release righteousness, oh God. Let them feel your presence. Make your presence known. Oh, my God, let your presence be felt, oh, God, throughout this earth. Let your presence be made known throughout this world. Let your presence be made known, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that men shall cry, what must we do to be saved? God, release salvation upon the world. Release salvation upon these cities and these countries in the name of Jesus. No one can do it like you. You are God, and above you there is no other. Hallelujah. We release your goodness. We release your power. We release, oh God, what you have placed within us. And if each one of us release what you have placed in us, oh my God, God, we will be more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors, and we shall conquer it all. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Congress. Oh, God, we pray for the first responders. We pray for those in the hospital that are standing on the front line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has the last say, hallelujah. No man shall die if God says they won't die. My God, release them. Hallelujah. We speak life to those that feel that they have lost hope. Oh, God, restore their hope. You are our hope in glory. You are our hope, oh, God. We have come to the last part. We have come against a brick wall, but oh God, when we have exhausted all our natural ability, there is the Holy Ghost that you have put within us, oh God, to stand up. Hallelujah. Let those that are filled be counted. Let those that are filled stand up and acknowledge your God. The world speaks out, where is your God? And we speak back, he's here, because he lives in me. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, we cry out to thee. We cry out, it's an hour to cry. It's an hour to cry. We cry out, there will be judgment. We cry out, hallelujah, the peace of God, the peace of God shall reign, the peace of God shall reign, hallelujah. The truth shall ring out, the truth, you shall see it. It will be acknowledged. We will decree it. The truth of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God. We cry out. We say release. And we speak life. We speak life. To everyone that has lost hope, we speak life. We speak life, oh, God. To everyone that hears this prayer and the prayers that have been prayed, we stand with arms locked, saying God is God, and nothing is higher than God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare the name of the Lord in every part of the world. We decree and declare the power of God reigns and rules in the hearts of men, and the enemy has no place. Satan, you're bound in the name of Jesus, and the glory of God shall be revealed before his people. Open your eyes. Open our eyes. Give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh, God, let it increase. Somebody needs to say increase. Increase.
Increase.
Hallelujah. That the glory of the Lord may be revealed in the hearts of men. In the name of Jesus. Bless your name, O God. Bless your name, O God. Bless your name, O God. We speak it, and it shall be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless you, God. We thank you, God, for opportunity to come together, Lord God. We thank you, God, for Elder Denise, God, to even create this platform, Lord God. We bless you, God, for even having a mind to pray, God, as we come upon Pentecost, Lord God. We thank you, God, that even in the midst of Pentecost, Lord God, you can still prove yourself. Father, all these years, Lord God, you still prove yourself as Lord. You still proven to us in the midst of this pandemic as you are Jehovah Jireh, you're Jehovah Rapha, God. Your healing, oh Father, you're still providing healing in the midst of. You're still providing, oh Father, food, oh God, in the midst of, God. And we thank you, God. We give you glory. We lift up your name because your name is above every name. You are the King of kings and you're the Lord of lords, God. Even as we go through this pandemic, Lord God, we still base our belief on scriptures, oh Father. Matthew 24 states that this is nothing but the beginning of sorrows, God. We understand it, that this is something that you've allowed, Lord God. And so as we go through this pandemic, Lord God, we thank you, God, that you're providing. Thank you that you're healing. You still give a measure of grace, Lord God, that folks still can be saved, God. We thank you for salvation that you released on the cross. The last measure, Father, you released it on the cross, Lord God, that we must come to you by the Son Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the name of Jesus, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess in the midst of this pandemic that Jesus is Lord. In the midst of the racial profiling and the killings, that they still got to come to you, Lord God. We thank you that anger, Father, is not the will of God. We thank you that we can even go forth and demonstrate, Father, and demonstrate that Jesus is Lord of everything. He's Lord of racism. He's the Lord of it all, God. He's God of everything. And we thank you that these are tools, Father. You're drawing men unto you. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, Father, during this season, Lord God, to even move even in a greater measure, God. We thank you that the waters are trembling, Lord God. We thank you that the waters are trembling, that souls will be filled with your Holy Spirit during this time, Lord God. We come against the spirit of violence. We understand that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But in the name of Jesus, God, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. We even speak of, Father, that there's going to be a greater healing and an outpouring of your Spirit, God. We thank you that your Spirit, oh, Father, is going to pour out, oh, Father, as you said, oh, Father, that your Spirit is going to pour out on all flesh. We thank you for the young men and the old men is going to dream and see visions, oh, God. And we thank you, Father, that prophecy is going to come forth and be spoken even the more, Father, based on your word. Right now we come against the hyper and illusionary scriptures of, Father, the people, Father, trying to profess things that are not, and we lean on your word, God. We lean on Psalms 91 that says that we're going to be under the shadow of your wing, God, and under the pinion, the strong protective part of you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we realize that, Father, if you're protecting us, God, we're okay, God. We thank you as we obey the laws of the land, and as the scriptures are even being fulfilled, God, we're being kept, Lord God. We thank you, God, that, oh, Father, there's no stress, there's no struggle, or no strain, oh, Father. There's no lack that's going to come to our house. As we're under the shadow of your wing, God, we're leaning on your word and we're holding on to your word, oh God. We thank you that you're rocking us in the cradle of your arms and you got us hidden under the shadow of your wings, oh God. And as we're in your pinion, we're protected by your pinion, Lord God. Oh God, it's your strong place, oh God. We thank you that your strong place, oh Father, there's victory in you, God. There's victory in you. We understand that victory belongs to you, God, as we operate in the place of plenty, Lord God. We understand that even in the midst of this pandemic, that no lack will come to our house because we have victory in you, God. We pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that the outpouring of your spirit will bring change to the young men and the men of Father. Our Father will understand, our Father, they must have more of you, God. They can't operate in the flesh now, God. This is a time to operate by your Spirit, God. Operate and being full of the Holy Ghost, that they will seek even more of you, O God. They will even hear your word, O Father, and speak your word even in their prayer life, Lord God, that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous would avail much, God. Those prayers of God are going to change the situation to allow that situation to be extremely better because their prayers are effectual and they're fervent and it's based on the word of God, based on the Spirit of God coming alive in them. According to Hebrews 4:12, that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, God, dividing asunder, separating soul and spirit, God. So we pray, Lord God, that the soul will maintain a separation from the Spirit, Lord God, that people won't operate in their emotions. They will operate by the word of God, and the word of God will sanctify the two and allow them to come together and be one in you, God. So we speak Hebrews 4:12 over the nation of God, over the young folks of Father, and everybody that's out on these streets doing these demonstrations, oh God. We pray, oh God, they will operate based on the word, Father. The word will permeate their hearts, Father. We thank you for the leadership, Father, of our God, from the church to the White House, oh Father, to Capitol Hill, oh God. We pray that our leaders will come forth, oh Father, and speak the truth based on the word of God, both white and black. We come against, oh Father, the separation of the church, oh God, and we pray that they will speak based on the word of God. And we pray that the word of God is even going to bring a revival in the church, that the church will even come forth and speak the word publicly, Father. They won't be ashamed. It won't be about money. It'll be about the word and deliverance and the power of God coming forth, God. Father, we understand, God, that according to Matthew 24, God, that you are still, Father, God, Father, over during the time, Father, of travesty, oh God. You're still God, and we're going to serve you in spite of God. And we thank you, God, that we can only come to you through your Son, God. And we lead all men to Jesus. In the mighty name we pray, God. And we're going to go in faith believing. We're going to say yay and amen, understanding, Father, that all things are going to come through you, through your word, God. And we speak the word, and we release the word, Father, over this nation even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we all go in faith believing, and we say amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. What an awesome time in prayer. We thank God for each and every one that prayed on this line. And now I don't want to leave. We ain't got but a few seconds. But if there's anybody out there that does in the pardon of your sin, if you would pray this prayer with me, hallelujah, he died for your sins, and he will fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is a gift. Ask God to fill you. He will give it to you. Hallelujah. If you say, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe you died for my sins and rose I turn from my sins and I invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. And, Lord, I'm asking you to fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I pray amen and amen. I thank God for each and every one that was on this line bringing forth prayer. We had another. Thomas McGee was supposed to come, but I think he was on the Internet and he didn't call in. But anyway, we'll catch him on the next time. But we thank God for each prayer, each powerful prayer that went forth, powerful prayer. So God bless each and every one of you, and we'll be back here tomorrow on the Prosperous Souls broadcast. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.